Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Owen reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Gehringer moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to second and picks off Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Rogel, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles strikes out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin is hit by the pitch. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Sherin moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Stiles covering, for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Garms throws the ball into Shea, who tags Stone trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Stiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fox moves to third. Daljak moves to second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bridges bunts towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Daljak moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Davis reaches second base with a double. Daljak scores. Hayworth scores. Bridges moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a line drive towards third. Sharon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharon hits a line drive into left field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garms moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garms scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Stiles covering. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms. Stone reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy strikes out. One out. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0-for-2 in the game. Stiles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bridges hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Davis reaches second base with a double. Hayworth moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth scores. Davis moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherin moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to third. Garms moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Sharon scores. Garms moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Daljak bunts in front of the plate. Shea scoops up the ball and tags Daljak for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Stone moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth is walked intentionally. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bridges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms who is chasing the ball. Bridges reaches third base with a triple. Stone scores. Fox scores. Hayworth goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Tigers. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Raleigh Stiles. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea moves to third. Levy moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Shea scores. Levy moves to third. Sharon moves to second. It's 9-3, Tigers. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Levy scores. Sharon scores. Garms goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6 to Tigers. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Owen strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.